So, let's talk about, don't mind my voice and my audio quality. Yeah, but anyways, I'm so excited for anyone that's listening to me. And I'm recording this, to just get the word out there and, let people know the love of God, the power that is there in working with Jesus, working with the Holy Spirit, and having faith in God. So before I start or go directly into what I want to share, let us just spend some time to pray. Dear Lord, I thank you for this most wonderful and precious time that you have set apart for us, a child, to sit and to hear your word. I pray that Holy Spirit, we are guided and that our hearts are open to receive whatsoever that you have prepared for us today. And I pray that your Holy Spirit opens up our hearts to receive whatsoever that is prepared for us in Jesus' name. And I pray that peace comes upon everyone's heart that is going to listen, and that for whatsoever that they are going through, Lord, yes, they may receive the answers to their questions. In Jesus' name we have prayed, amen. So let us get right into this. So I want to share something, that I encountered recently. So I was working at a certain place, and one day, I went out with one of the salesmen of the company, to go and meet a client, sorry, to go and meet a client. So the client went outside for some documents, and I remained with the salesman. And so we were talking, and he was like, "So, do you drink?" And I was like, "No, I don't drink," like drinking in the aspect of drinking alcohol. And I told him, "No, I don't drink." Then he said, "Why don't you drink? I mean, 'cause he drinks, so he likes, he sees it as I don't know, as an entertainment, to relieve his stress." Literally said that maybe in the weekends, if he has nothing to do, yeah, he just drinks, to, yeah, whatever, relieve his stress and all that. And so I was like, "No, I don't drink. Why don't you drink?" And I was like, "It's because, I just decided, because I used to drink, like, not drinking till I'm drunk, no, because I was still, in our country, they don't allow kids, below the age of 18 to consume alcohol. So I was probably 18 or 19, let's say, there when I was drinking wine or whatsoever. So yeah, I used to drink, but small bits, not till you get drunk. So, but then I stopped drinking because of my conviction, as a Christian, as someone who has just, decided. And it's not just about deciding, it's about the Holy Spirit working through you, and you just find yourself completely changed. So he asked me, like, "So why don't you drink? I mean, even if you're a Christian, still, like, if you read in the Bible, there is a place where Jesus changed water into wine. I mean, Jesus himself literally changed water into wine." And so I just looked at him and I was like, "Lord, I cannot, I don't know what to say. Like, I don't have verses, I don't have scriptures. There is nothing in my mind that I can probably say to convince this person." So I was "I don't know, I just don't drink and all that." And he said that, "Well, give me the proof. I have the proof, you don't have the proof." So I was just looking at him like a total failure and all that. But anyways, it's, everything happens so that you can learn from it. So recently, I was in my time of, I was reading the word. Then as I was reading the word, the Holy Spirit talked to me about this. He talked to me about it, like, how will I answer a person, you know, with such a question, like, why don't you drink? I mean, literally, Jesus did change water into wine. Like, it's like he supports it or something. So the Holy Spirit told me something very, 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 I don't know, very enlightening. Yeah, like, when you encounter such a person like that. So he said that, you know, when Jesus changed the water into wine, you know, right? It's not like God was trying to agree with the fact that it's nice to have to drink, it's nice to have wine, or yeah, to be, you know, to use wine as your way of entertaining yourself to a point that some people get drunk and all that. But then he said that during that time, you know, Jesus had not yet even started his ministry. That is why when his mother came and told him, yo, these people are out of wine, he was like, woman, what have I got to do with thee? Like, my time is not yet. What are you saying? Why are you telling me to, like, do this thing? But then the Holy Spirit told me that that was before Jesus established the New Testament. Because for a New Testament to be established, it means the one who made the Old Testament has to break it. And Jesus did it after he died. Like, the Old Testament was broken, not in the means that it is no longer used, no, but in the means that there was a New Testament that was established, and that's the New Testament. And when we talk about the New Testament, something new was established, you know, something new was established in the New Testament. Now, when we go to the book of, Ephesians, yeah, there is something very profound that was spoken about in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. It says, and be not drunk with wine, where in excess, but be filled with the Spirit, right? So, yes, Jesus did change water into wine, but then at the end of the day, there is something new that has been established. At that time, the Holy Spirit was not yet even introduced to the disciples, was not introduced to anyone. The Holy Spirit was introduced in the book of Acts, when the Holy Spirit came upon the apostles, and they spoke in new tongues, like as if they were madmen or something, but it was really the Holy Spirit. And this can be so weird, because sometimes when some people drink, they literally tend to act as if they are mad or something, out of their minds. So when you read this, it tells you that do not be drunk with wine, wherein excess, but be filled with the Spirit. And once you take this scripture into play in your life, because it says do not be drunk with wine, wherein excess. So some people can come and say, yo, it said wearing excess, so it means like you don't have to drink much of it. Yeah, you can just drink small and, you know, and still be a Christian and all that. Yes, it says that, but trust me, when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, when you have the Holy Spirit, trust me, I don't know, he just fills every gap in your heart, and like everything seems to just go away. Like, you just feel free. Your heart feels filled up with the Holy Spirit to a point that there is no desire for drinking. There is no desire for alcohol. There is no desire for you to go to the bar and like entertain yourself. There is just no desire. He just takes it away. He fills that place that, you know, it's like this, right? Our hearts yearn for something greater. Our hearts yearn for God. Our hearts want to, you know, there is something that we need in our hearts, and that is God. And how do we relate with him? As long as you're in earth, it's through his Spirit. Now, if a person is not guided by God or is not filled with the Spirit of God, that's very obvious. He will find something to fill up the space, right? And so that is why most of the people run to alcohol, believing that alcohol will fill up their space, alcohol will, you know, give them peace and all that. But that is not how it is. That is not how it is, right? And so as the Holy Spirit gave me that revelation, it told me one thing. When someone asks you this question, like, why don't you drink wine? Jesus changed wine. It's the same thing as if they're asking, why in old days, like, people, men used to have a lot of wives, and right now, men should have only one wife, right? In Christianity, a man should have only one wife. So, if you ask me that, I mean, it's the same thing. Like, in the Old Testament, yeah, like, you're allowed to have as many as wives as you want to have. Abraham had Sarah, but yet still had Hagar, not his wife, like, he's, you know, yeah. And then you come to Isaac, they had, like, plenty of wives. You come to Solomon, plenty of not only wives but also concubines. And so people would talk and say, you know, you're asking that question, but at the end of the day, that is in the Old Testament. Those were the law. Like, it was not exactly a law, but they were just, you know, it was something that God was all right with it, right? But then when you come to the New Testament, right, new instructions were given. New instructions were given in the New Testament, right? That you should have only one wife. That is after, you know, Jesus established a New Testament, right? So, basically, yeah, so I was actually looking for a scripture for this, and it's from Titus chapter 1 verse 6. It says, if any be blameless, the husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused or riot or unruly, right? Yeah, and, you know, other scriptures that talk about having one wife. You have Luke chapter 16 verse 18, whosoever putteth away his wife and marrieth another commits adultery. See, meaning that you should have one wife. Like, one wife is one wife, right? I don't know why am I saying this. Anyways, so, yeah. And he told me that, like, it's the same way, like, you asking about drinking wine is the same way as someone else asking, why is it one wife? Why not a lot of wives, like, in the old times? So, the old things have passed away. You know, the Bible says that, behold, all things have passed away and all things are made new, right? We are walking in the newness. We're walking in the New Testament. Of course, the word says that Jesus did not come to destroy the law, but he came to complete the law. What did the law want? The law wanted works. It wanted, you know, you only obtained favor or love from God only through your works. But now it's not about our works, it's about our faith and belief in Jesus Christ, right? So that's it. Yeah, so I wanted to address on this controversy of, you know, drinking wine, drinking alcohol, and, you know, the many wife situations and all that. And right, this is just a start of my podcast, but guys, yet a lot is yet to come in my podcasts, and I just hope it reaches out to people and that you people are blessed, you people are, you know, you grow spiritually, mentally, physically, and that it helps you. Because, you know, you might be a Christian or you might be someone outside there, you know, you might have heard the voice of God, you know, stop drinking alcohol, stop doing this, stop doing that. And like, you're like, no, this cannot be God. Like, I mean, literally, Jesus changed water into wine. Like, no. But then this might be a confirmation for you, right? So thank you all very much for joining me in this short episode. And I hope to see you guys on the next episode. Bye.